Everybody, welcome back as we close out. It's almost 10 a.m. We are joined by our special guest, Steelers General Manager Kevin Colbert. Kevin, thanks for taking the time this morning.
No problem, guys. Glad to be here.
All right. We had a busy weekend, Friday Night Lights, Family Fest at Heinz Field. How did you think it went on Sunday in terms of what you were anticipating?
You know what? We had concerns just from a logistical standpoint, and I think we still have some things we need to work out, but I thought it was a great experience for our fans. It was a good football day for our team, and I think we can grow from this. I think it'll only get bigger and better next year, and you know, better from a football perspective, and I think bigger for our fans. I really think it was a positive night and a good football night in the end.
Kevin, and I know Coach has been asked this pretty much every day, and we're, you know, we're asking in the media about it because we're being asked about it every day. Just take us through the whole situation with Martavis. You guys really don't have a lot to do with this. You're kind of at the whim of the league with this whole situation, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's nothing we can do to intervene. I mean, it's between – once it reached the stage it reached with the year-long suspension, it's totally he and the league. And all we can do is abide by the rules and follow and – you know, support him while he's here and let him do what he can do and hope that the rest of it gets resolved to the league's satisfaction. We can all move on.
Kevin, is there anything new on the Le'Veon Bell front? We know he hasn't reported yet with the team. Is anyone in contact with him or have a timetable of when he may want to return?
No, that's totally up to Bell. I mean, he needs to do what he needs to do in his mind, and we need to do what we need to do. You know, whenever players aren't here, we focus on who is here and who can help us win, and that's where we are. And you know, really, beyond that, there's no need wasting time on something that we can't control. And let's just move on and get ready for Cleveland throughout the preseason.
But there's no expectation within the organization that he's not going to be here at some point before the regular season.
You know, until he shows he's not here. And that, again, we're fine moving on day to day and getting ready for Cleveland with what we have and being confident that, you know, the guys here will grow and get better and hopefully help us meet that challenge.
Kevin, your entire scouting department was here for the beginning of camp. You also had some interns with you, Ike Taylor, Kendall Simmons. What was it like having those guys, former players, come back to try to learn what you guys do, something they're probably not privy to?
No, I mean, it was good, I think. It was good for us. We always like to have a couple ex-players in just to get a player perspective on what we do and how we – you know, how we operate. A lot of times they see us when they're players and they don't really have an idea about what we're doing, and really they don't need to at that point. But I think their curiosity grows, and when they're trying to find, you know, maybe another path of life after football, I think we can provide them with some insight as to what we do. They can come in and maybe get interested in it, maybe be interested further in what they're doing. So it's really a good give and take. It always has been. We do it with other, you know, younger people aspiring to try to maybe get into our business. And we compress what we do into an 8-day session. And, you know, it's always valuable to have the ex-players, especially our players, involved.
So you don't try to talk them out of it. That's what I do. When young people come to me and ask, hey, I want to be a journalist. Can I follow you around? I say, look, do something else. That's my first piece of advice.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, it's been a great life for me, and I don't want to discourage anybody, but I want them to go into it with their eyes open and let them make their own decisions.
Can you kind of take us through what's happening with your department now? As we said, everyone was here for the start of camp, but some of the scouts have gone their own ways. You're still here. What are you guys in the process of doing during the preseason and training camp?
Well, right now we just finished up. You know, our college guys left. The pro guys that also do college work are still here. And then all of them will be out scouting the preseason opponents. They each have two teams that they'll be responsible for. They will watch two games. We'll also follow that up with tape, and we just look at what's going on around the league, who may be available to us, who may be there to help us, and they'll couple those preseason visits with they start their college visits actually this week because the colleges have started earlier because of their new rules. So the scouts are out starting the process of looking at the preseason pro teams and also starting their college evaluations for the 2018 draft.
Now, Kevin, with the cutdowns being different this year, where you're making them all at one time, how does that change that evaluation process? Because I know in years past you would see the first wave of cuts and then that second wave of cuts. Now you're going to see a glut of players out there on the market all at the same time.
Yeah, and that's a little worrisome to me, quite honestly, Dale, because, like Alejandro Villanueva was cut at 75, and we had a week, prior to the 53 cut to get him in, work him out, and maybe see how he can fit. Now, the kids that get cut at 53, they're either, if you're going to claim them, they have to have a roster spot at 53, whereas at 75, you had a week to maybe figure it out. So I'm not sure it's going to help that group. If they don't get claimed, and of course they go through waivers, they maybe can be added to a practice squad or added later on. But I'm not really crazy about this this limit being, or the cut being all pushed to one time. But it's something that, the team's voted in and we'll adjust. But I'm a little worried about those players that maybe had a chance for another opportunity at the last week of camp, they won't have that now.
Kevin, going back to having the interns of former players here at camp, there's also some coaching interns, Hines Ward being one of them, who seems to be just as excited as Juju Smith-Schuster is to be working with Hines Ward. Is this something special to the Steelers? You've been other places, or do other teams do this as well? It feels like every year we're looking to see who the former player is that's coming back.
Yeah, I really can't recall my previous two experiences, a lot of ex-players coming back and helping coach in that type of setup. I think the internship program has grown over the years, but again, just like with the scouting interns, it's nice to have our former players want to come back, test the coaching waters, and help us. I mean, having a guy like Hines here and spending time with Juju is invaluable, and it's something that's helping Hines, but it's also going to help our young guys, especially a guy like Juju.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, Kev. I think we got to take a break, or are we up against it now?
I think we are wrapping up. It's time for Tunch and
Hard
Wolf,
to believe.
Who are usually hovering.
Uh-oh.
Around.
Oh,
yeah. There they come.
Oh, there they come. They're
they
late.
Like to hover around.
We're getting later
into
camp when you know.
Kick us off.
The first day, they were here 15 minutes early, hovering over us, and Tunch is yelling stuff at us.
See,
and now
we're changed the name. I get tired of Tunch. We got to give Wolf his due. We call it the Wolf and Tunch Show, just out of respect, at least for a week. Look at him walking over here.
They're inseparable.
He's feeling empowered.
They're inseparable.
All right, well, thanks to everybody for joining us this morning here on Steelers Nation Radio. As Kevin Colbert said, coming up in just a few minutes, the Wolf and Tunch Show. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.